You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Boy, we've had some great guests today. Brittany Merlot, Kristen Ambos, B.J. Hill, new head football coach at Southwest High School. Can't wait to watch his team in action. Joe Emmerich from Nicolet Family Restaurant in downtown DePere. Fantastic place. They're taking part in the Super Bowl. And what I had was just fantastic.
Yeah, and there's 16 restaurants. And they're on, that's on our website, right?
Whatever, yep.
Whatever that is. And you go there, and then some of the proceeds go to the new community shelter. So you can try five different restaurants this week or
just
more.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Joining us now, Tim Cody, Fox Valley Veterans Council, Veterans Salute, brought to you by Olson Legal Group in Oshkosh and Ripon, Oshkosh and Berlin. And I got to tell you, Tim, no lie, we're talking about here, and I said, how you doing? You said, busy, because it doesn't end as far as every single day what you guys do to help veterans. I mean, I've been there. I've taken some of those phone calls. There is a need for what you guys do. And as hard as you guys try, it ain't going away.
Yeah, that's true, John. There's always the need. That's why the Fox Valley Veterans Council is there. That's why we exist. One of the questions I was always taught when I started a charity was, what's the reason? Is there the reason? And as long as there's a reason, we're going to continue to do the work that we do.
There's a reason and there's a need.
Yeah.
There's no question about it.
And you guys do a lot for the veterans, but you also have some fun along the way and make a little money. Tell me about, I'm very interested in this 1920s. I think that was a great time in this country. It was a little prohibition, but still, it was also the Roaring Twenties.
Yeah. So this is our only fundraiser that we actually own. Lots of people do fundraisers for us, but this is the one that we control.
Oh.
This is the second year that we've done it. Last year was the first year. Turned out great. It is the Veterans Prohibition Ball down at Venue 404 in Oshkosh. Which, if you don't know that venue, it's an awesome venue. It's a 1920s bank. It's where Johnny Depp filmed part of the movie Public Enemy.
Yep.
So it fits the theme. I mean, it fits the theme. It's got two bars. It's got a great dance hall. We have a special bar down below called the Vault, we'll have special drinks down there. The tickets are all inclusive. So it's all you can drink, all you can eat. We have jazz band. We have casinos. We're going to have a special speaker there. And it's just really, really fun. The first time we put it on, my goal was just for people to say, you know, I want to go do this even if it wasn't for a charity. It's just fun. The ticket is the donation. So once you come in there, I'm not going to be asking you for any more money. There won't be any more fundraising. It is the ticket and donations and sponsors that raise the money at that event. So it's like you're walking into a speakeasy and you're going to have a great time that night.
It sounds phenomenal.
That Water City Jazz Orchestra, the music, there's just a whole lot of cool things that happened in the 20s. I told you before we came on, we had one of those things at the Northland, which was celebrated 100-year anniversary. And everything, the food, the drinks, the just what people were wearing, and just cool to wear a nice hat and a vest. And
I like the term heavy hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, that's right.
This looks great, though. Veterans Prohibition Ball, March 7th at Venue 404 Oshkosh. Todd, do you know that place?
Yeah, I have been there many, many times.
You got the coolest buildings in Oshkosh.
You do.
It's great. I love living there.
And it's real easy to get tickets. You can just go to our website at the Fox Valley Veterans. .org, and right there you can get tickets on our website. You can always stop by our office at 2 North Systems Drive, Appleton, Wisconsin, and pay for them in person. But it's a real simple system. You can go in, log in, and pay for the tickets right there.
I'm just going to read what you got here. An all-inclusive epic 1920s themed gala. Regular or VIP tickets available. Dress to impress. Heavy hors d'oeuvres, drinks featuring Kate Voss, Water City Jazz Orchestra featuring dancing, casino games, and more. Order tickets now. Sponsorships available. Contact us to learn how you can support our annual fundraiser event to help local veteran families in need. FoxValleyVeterans.org/ball. And go ahead and talk a little bit about that, a little bit more specifically, if you wouldn't mind, Tim, about where these proceeds go.
Okay, so the Fox Valley Veterans Council has a what we call a Veterans Emergency Fund that helps veterans in need. Yep. We validate that they're a veteran. We validate that they have a need. Last year, we helped.
Oh, there's a vetting that takes place.
There is a vetting that takes place. So you know that your money's going to a real cause.
And I just want to say one thing, having been a JAG officer, an attorney in the military, you're probably not the best guy to try to BS and convince you that.
No, I didn't think you got to say that.
Yeah, I mean, I can pull up service members' documents and things like that, and we know what's going on and what happened with discharges and things like that, or whether there are any documents or not. We also help foreign nationals who assisted with us that technically don't meet federal definitions of veterans because, you know, they weren't in the service. So Hmong, Iraqi interpreters, Afghanistan interpreters, folks like that, who if we can validate that they served in combat with our troops, we're also going to assist them because
that's awesome.
You know, that's awesome. You know, these folks gave their lives for
us. Absolutely.
And sometimes we didn't take care of them as well as we should. And so those that make their way over here, we're going to treat them like veterans as well.
I think, because I'll tell you what, every day we had a Hmong young lady in here a week or so ago, extremely proud of her dad's service in helping the Americans in Laos.
Yeah. So, you know, there's just that need. Like I said, over 500 veteran families, over $200,000 up here in Brown County. It was over 37,000, 70,000 in Outagamie County, 65,000 in Winnebago County. And we're also in Calumet County, Wapaka County, and some of the other counties on the outskirts, depending by exception on their needs.
And you know, another thing, too, and Jim and I talk about this. Jim, of course, is one of the people that help run the NEW Community Shelter. How many veterans do you have there, Jim?
I don't know, on the second floor,
like
to get
eight?
Apartments. I was going to say, because we're doing that guitar for vets.
Yeah.
That
mm-hmm.
guy, that,
yeah.
that cancer doctor.
Right.
He's going to come, and he asked me how many, and I think it was 10. But
okay.
Maybe it's between 8 and 10 veterans that we have living there. Which
but,
is great.
But in a homeless shelter, and you know, sometimes we think once a veteran served in the United States military, oh man, they get all the benefits, they get all the, hey, there's not a problem. That is not true. And there are a lot, everyone has a unique story how they ended up in that situation, and none of them are really by choice. Things
right.
just happened. And you guys, organizations like yours, are the ones that said, okay, well, we can't help everybody, but we can sure help every vet that we possibly can. I think that's a really cool thing that you, and a lot of areas don't have something as hands-on as you guys provide. That's the key difference.
Yeah, we're pretty unique in how we've done this. So the council's made up of veteran organizations. So your local VAWs, your DAVs, all the veteran organizations are our members. Then we secure volunteer caseworkers and we train them. They have some pretty good experience, and we're always looking for new ones in case anybody wants to help vets. They're great at it. I mean, they understand how to talk to the vets. Most of them are vets. You don't have to be a vet to volunteer. You just have to have a passion to assist vets. And you're talking about the homeless shelters. I will tell you this, that housing is the biggest issue and has been since we've been doing this. Last year it was about 70%. We really try to focus on before the housing issue happens. So we're paying a lot of rent, a lot of mortgage to keep them in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Because once the eviction occurs, now it's 10 times harder to get them back in, right? We do help those that are homeless. We pay for hotel rooms. We have all kinds of connections with homeless shelters where they reserve rooms for veterans, those type of things. It's a real tough area because once that occurs, you know, I was in a time and point in time count looking for homeless 2 weeks ago now.
Yeah.
And you know, you're out there and it's wintertime, and you know what we're looking for is you see a car that's in a parking lot in the back, and we're like, oh, that might have somebody in there. But sure enough, there is, right? The middle of winter, it's single digits outside, and they're sleeping in their car. And that's lucky if they have a car.
And that's like, I know so much about that, but I can't believe that's happening in like Green Bay, Wisconsin in 2024.
I had it happen to me in Appleton, Wisconsin, and it was probably a wind chill of 25 below zero. And a guy, something happened with his VASH voucher, and he asked if he could stay at our place, and we couldn't do that for overnight type things. And I ended up bringing him blankets and gift cards to Quick Trips and taking him out for dinner. And he said he was going to be sleeping in his truck that night, and I had no answer for him. That's why I tried going to the Super 8 and getting a hotel room. It was night before a pack game. They were like $380 at the Super 8.
Yeah.
Honest to God, of all nights.
I'm really dreading draft time, because when draft time hit, when the draft hits here,
April.
Right, we're not going to be able to get anybody in a hotel. There's not going to be a room available. If there is, we're not going to be able to afford it.
Right.
It's going to be a 2-week period of really bad time.
Yeah. You have a little bit of time to try to work something out. You know, the school is going to be closed. I don't know. I mean, that's up to you to figure something out. But you're right. There's the hotels are off the docket. I want to just pick up on what you said about working with veterans. That's a special group of people, and for a lot of reasons. And even at the shelter, we have 6 caseworkers. One is all she does is work with veterans because it is a different.
So, I mean, cue the pun, but there's a lot of different minefields government-wise and everything you have to go through.
Right. Yeah. And you have to understand their plight was different than a lot of other people.
Yeah. I mean, some of them really have, they've gone through some things and they're trying to deal with them in different ways. In other ways, we're just like normal people. It's always easy for me to when you meet the vet that really was there and had to deal some hard stuff, your heart just goes out to them. But, you know, we got a lot of vets that didn't do that, right. But they're still in trouble. So why do we help them special? Well, I say we help them specially because they've done one thing that less than 1% of our current country has done, which is they put the name on their dotted line. And they said, you know, if I need to pay the check, it will be paid. And less than 1% of our people have done that. So they put it down there and they said, you know, take me if you need to take me.
Right.
Right. And, you know, thank God for most of them that never happens. But for some, it does. And to do that is just, I think, something we always need to recognize that somebody said, I'm going to take that step forward for my nation.
That's awesome.
And there isn't one situation, just like with you guys, Jim, of your 10, 8 to 10 guys, I bet every situation was different, right. Which led them to be in there. So it isn't, a one size fits all sort
of
thing.
No, it's not one size fits all.
Did you watch 60 Minutes last night?
I did not.
Okay, Johnny and I were talking about that. It's just on... more the mental health side of things. I mean, our job right now, what we do is, the basic Maslow's theory, right? Safe place, food. Mm-hmm. And then there's a lot of work to do after that.
Right.
But I think, like you talked about, housing, shelter.
Right.
That's critical right now.
We're going to send a quick break. Can you stick around, Tim?
Sure.
We're going to send it to one quick break. Tim Cody, Fox Valley Veterans Council. It's our veteran salute brought to you by Olson Legal Group. Tremendous, tremendous Iraqi veteran who's an attorney in Oshkosh and Berlin. Back with more with Tim Cody with a great organization and a great fundraiser. That sounds like so much fun. It's incredible. And also, laughter at 21 after.
No. Laughter at 21 after.
I cannot get that right.
We have to type it out for him.
Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Now, Mino and the Mayor's Laughter at 21 After.
Came in on Wednesday. It was I don't know what's going on these airplanes. Looks like a farm on the airplane now with the amount of animals coming down the aisle. When did this been okay? Why is it okay to just bring the dog, a parrot? You see, a couple months ago at the Newark airport, some idiot tried to bring a peacock. She had a peacock on her shoulder walking into the airport like it was Toomey luggage. I mean, what? The thing fell off. She's trying to gather it. When these people leave the house, anybody say anything to them? If I left the house with a peacock on my back, someone would come up to me. Where the fuck you going with that? You're gonna bring that on an airplane? What are you, nuts?
The one and only Sebastian Maniscalco is bringing his Laugh Out Loud comedy to the Rush Center Saturday, February 15th at 7 p.m. Call or text in now for your chance to win. 920-264-0606. That's 920-264-0606. Or text in on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor's Laughter at 21 After on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. He sounds fantastic.
That is funny. That is funny.
And especially since we're talking about...
That's the main topic the other day with people bringing animals on planes.
Yeah. I've been trying to get my dog on the plane, but he's not rescue, but he's a great... He's a great, great dog.
Rescue.
But anyway, I just think that's really funny.
Is he the furthest thing for a rescue?
What's
that? He melted me the furthest thing for a rescue dog. No disrespect, but he's the most spoiled dog in the world.
Well, he's a great dog. This guy, and he talked about some stuff on trick-or-treating, and he's just really funny, practical stuff that we've all lived through. And it's like, okay, he sees it and tells it the way it really is, which is really, really funny.
And we're with Tim Cody, Fox Valley Veterans Council, Veteran Salute, brought to you by Olson Legal Group. It is a phenomenal, phenomenal group. The Veteran Salute of Mine or the Mayor, brought to you by Nate Olson, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, olsonlegalgroup.com. He's an acquaintance of yours.
He is. Nate and I met in a courtroom. He's an attorney. I'm at what I call a recovering attorney. and we met, and when the Fox Valley Veterans Council moved down into Oshkosh, he was one of the people, you know, that was helpful in getting us to get introduced to people in Oshkosh so we can raise money and help veterans in Oshkosh.
He's awesome. Yep. Once again, you guys have a big fundraiser coming up, the Veterans Prohibition Ball, March 7th at Venue 404 in Oshkosh, an all-inclusive epic 1920s themed gala, regular VIP tickets available, Dress to Impress, heavy hors d'oeuvres, drinks featuring Kate Voss, Water City Jazz Orchestra, dancing, casino games, and a lot more.
I really like what you're doing with that, Tim, because it is like a speakeasy. You're in, and you're not. There's no 50-50 raffle. There's no spin the wheel. You're just really in there to have a really good time in the 20s. Can you smoke in there? Oh, I'm just kidding. They did smoke a lot.
No, but sometimes we can go up to the roof and smoke some cigars afterwards.
That is going to be fun.
That sounds pretty cool.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
That's cool. And again, once again, Tim, you've devoted your life. You obviously, how many years were you in active?
So 25 years minus, 28 years minus the 3 years in law school. You really can't call that, even though I was active duty, you really can't call that because I got to wear my civilian clothes during that 3 years.
But the government still gave you a paycheck,
yeah,
didn't
so the government, yeah, and they promoted me during
so
that
almost 30
period.
Years.
Yeah.
Where was that? Your life?
Where was?
Law.
Marquette.
Oh, well, you went to Marquette?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I went to Marquette. So that's how I got retired back up to Wisconsin. I kind of fell in love with Wisconsin. I'm not, my parents are natives, but they moved out of the state, and I moved back to the state.
But, you know, it's one of those things, too, where, you know, a lot of guys after a certain amount of time are like, I want nothing to do with the bureaucracy of the military ever again. And you went you dove headfirst into it.
Well, yes and no, that I didn't want to be really hired. A lot of folks, you know, when they get out, they stay around post because there's contractors and stuff.
Right.
And you go and you can do that. So. In that sense, I'm not connected anyway, and you know, being in Wisconsin, there's not a lot of military bases, so I'm out of touch in that way. But you know, being in touch with the veterans groups is a way to do it. You know, and people are always asking, "Why'd you retire to Wisconsin?" I have, you know, like a top 10 list. Number one is, hey, I'm only 34 miles from the Green Bay Packers, so
there you go.
I can do that. Number two is roundabouts. I think they're like adult go-karts, right? You know, I love them. They're the best things since sliced bread. I love roundabouts.
Wow.
What's the old saying? How can you tell when a lawyer's lying, right?
No, I really do. I think they're great. I love roundabouts.
We don't get political on this show, but what do you think of the new secretary?
You know, I don't want to get political.
Okay,
I saved my judgment. I would say that I am more impressed than I thought I was going to be because I just knew him as a Fox commentator versus I didn't know his military background at the time until I started doing some research. So we'll see where that goes. I mean, clearly there's a, you know, let's shake the world up and see what comes out. So there's going to be a lot of shaking that I probably won't agree with all of it, but I might agree with some of it. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I just think he's going to try things, you know, and yeah. No one's going to get shot in that administration for trying stuff because that's what they want to see. I just think there's some work to be done, and I hope, especially this housing thing for veterans. I just, if he's, there anything he can do about that, I think he should. So anyway, all right, just curious. So this party.
Yeah.
Tickets online. Tell me how we get them because we're going.
Yeah, awesome. You can just get on there and click on there. You can choose a sponsorship if you want. You can actually sponsor veteran tickets. So if you can't go,
oh, nice.
How much you want a ticket?
So tickets are $150 for standard.
Okay.
That gets you all you can drink and all you can eat. $300 for VIPs, which gets you down into the vault. You'll be able to be with our special speaker there before he goes and talks. And there's higher level level drinks down there and kind of a little bit better food right down there. You know, not that it's not good up at the 150, but you know, if you're gonna pay $300 to go down there, you need to have some special stuff. There's a special drink that's called the Dog Father, which
you tell
which
me
I
about
guess
this. Who right. came up with this?
That's your concoction.
It's my concoction.
Love it.
The Dog Father is kind of halfway between a Manhattan and an Old Fashioned, so it's rye whiskey. It's sweet vermouth and it's bitters with an orange twist and a cherry.
What's the difference between that and a Manhattan?
So a Manhattan is just rye and
bitters,
sweet vermouth.
Oh, okay, that's right. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I left one thing
bitters,
off. Amaretto.
Oh,
amaretto
right.
topper.
Okay.
An amaretto topper.
That's in yours.
Yeah, that makes the difference.
That makes a difference.
That's what sets it out.
Right.
Okay. I like it.
Figure that one out.
Is that in the hoity-toity room or
the
slumbers like
room.
Us?
And there'll be a special beer called the Council's Draft, which Hop Yard Ale brews for us, which is awesome.
We are going to keep promoting this all the way up till March 7th. Veterans Prohibition Ball. Venue 404 in Oshkosh. What you guys do is incredibly impressive and important, Tim Cody.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being here, buddy. Fox Valley Veterans Council, we talked a lot more about that back after this.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, on a snowy Monday morning. And everybody that comes in, they say it is slick out there, ladies and gentlemen. It's 34 in Green Bay, 32 in Apton, 33 in Oshkosh.
That's weird that all the guests we had were from, like, Oshkosh,
I know, and
Appleton. Nobody's, like, from Green Bay.
Which well, actually, Kristen, though, came from
like Pulaski.
Maplewood Meats-ish.
Yeah.
At 29, she said that was bad.
Right. I'm just...
Scott, how are they coming down? Or coming up, brother?
It was a little rough.
I
left an hour and a half early, and I was worried I was not going to get here.
And that's just from Appleton, right?
Just from Appleton.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Scott, introduce yourself.
Sure.
Go ahead.
My name is Scott Radke. I'm the Chief Clinical Officer at Catalpa Health. Catalpa Health is a one-of-a-kind pediatric mental health agency in the Fox Valley. We are a collaboration between three health systems and the community to provide excellent care and access for kids with
mental health
issues.
This is something we talk about so much. And a little while ago, we had BJ Hill, the new head football coach at Southwest High School in Green Bay, on. And he talked about that, too, where he's going to get into these kids' heads first, make sure they're screwed on right before they even do anything on a football field. That's important these days, isn't it?
Absolutely. And coaches are really critical to the work that we do just because they have so much time with kids.
Yeah.
You know, they need resources as well. Like, what am I looking for if there's a problem with the kid?
Right.
You know, they can intervene in a different way from a parent.
You're exactly right.
Two things, Scott, on that we talk about is, you know, the country, the culture of the neck down, you know, we got physical this, eat that, and not enough with the neck up. But also the stigma with going to see someone or talking about
Absolutely.
It. And, like, I don't know if we got to get somebody cool to brag about it, or it's just that's got to change, and I think it is changing a little bit. I mean, I will say in our house it did, but because everybody's talking about their counselors, and I think that's healthy. I do.
Absolutely, and I think that's been one of the challenges. When I was growing up, we didn't talk about health issues at all.
You were the weird kid if you were there.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
You know, and
I hate to say it, but that's how people looked at
that's
you.
That's what they called
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we are seeing the change. We're seeing kids being willing to talk about it earlier. And, you know, and we know the earlier we can intervene with kids and help them out, the greater success we're going to have.
And sometimes it takes someone like Simone Biles, just somebody to say, look, I'm really struggling with this mentally. And
And there's so many different ways I mean, social media and this and that, this and that. I'm not sure there's been a tougher time to be a kid in some ways.
You know, it's interesting. I'll go and speak to groups, and I'll ask parents in the group. I said, how many of you would like to relive your childhood in today's world? Nobody raised
I wouldn't,
right?
No way.
So there's a recognition like, yeah, there's a lot going on in the world today, and there's a lot going on with kids and what they're carrying, and it's hard. And, you know, the more we can put right people around them to help them out, it helps the whole family.
Scott, is there, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but is there one thing, like even dealing with veterans, you know, homelessness is such a terrible thing. And is there one thing that you see that is kind of a trend or whatever with kids that maybe are struggling?
You know, certainly we, you know, COVID taught us a lot, right?
You know, that's what Joe was saying too.
It really opened up parents' eyes to like what's going on with kids because they had them in their house all the time. What's sometimes challenging with mental health is it presents a little bit differently. You know, for little kids, you know, you see behavior changes. For, you know, older kids, you know, you see more with, you know, maybe they're more withdrawn. They're not as interested in activities they used to do. Maybe not as social, but you know, I wish there were just like two or three things to look for. I often tell parents like, look, if you see change in behavior anyway, check in with the kid.
Yeah.
And it's not just for parents. It's just like any adult in the life of that child.
Are we getting better though? As we talk about this culture, you know, we had to take when we were in grade school, we had to take the physical fitness test, you know, climb the rope and push-ups and all that. Do they then sit down with someone for 45 minutes and talk to them? How you doing? How you feeling? You have any suicide thoughts? Do we do that? Do doctors do that? I mean, how are we getting to the... Because the problem is, we all agree, it's tough.
Yep.
And that there's a problem, and some of these problems can go really sideways very quickly.
Yeah, there's doctors do that. You know, certainly they have a limited amount of time with the patient, right. You know, because they have so much to do, but they'll screen for those things. Schools do a whole lot in this area too. Like, there's a screening project that Samaritan Counseling does in the Fox Valley that, you know, kids at various age groups will be, given a survey. They can, and then staff can follow up with them if anything flags. It's important to just keep asking the question for kids because unfortunately things pop up that weren't there before.
And you know, I hate to say this, and this is in a military situation, but that person, and sometimes it doesn't matter their education, their background, their qualities, their criteria, but sometimes there's just something, and it's just like in normal life, you just click with somebody versus not clicking with other people.
Yeah.
Okay. And their best interest, they're trying to help you as much as possible. But I know that I'm just doing one of my Vietnam vets who battled post-traumatic stress for a long time. And if he had the regular guy and his wife came and they'd say, how you doing, Bill? And he'd be like, well, and his wife, you know, not so, you know, yada, yada. But then it was somebody he didn't know. And they'd be, so Bill, how you doing? Oh, great. Absolutely. And his wife would go, it's like, no, you're not.
Yeah. Right.
But he didn't have that trust factor.
Exactly. Yeah, and I think that's where, like, the trusted adults around kids is important. And, you know, coaches, certainly school personnel. You know, this might be people at a church. If you notice something going on with a kid, it's really important to ask.
So what...
Jim, can you read that text right there? Just came in for Scott.
I can read it if you'd like.
Yeah,
to.
We're both looking for a glass.
It's actually the same way. Yeah. It's actually from Catalpa Health. They say, thanks for having us on, giving us the chance to talk about the importance of mental health. And also Steph says, Scott. So you've got a fan out there, Scott.
Nice.
So Catalpa Health, what do you do?
Steph was in our class.
Was she?
Didn't you have somebody from your place in your
Tracy.
Class?
Yeah.
Tracy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Tell Tracy I said hello.
Well, I'll do that.
In terms of, so let's say I'm seeing someone, I'm like, look, I think this kid might need a little help.
Yeah.
Do they call you? Is it, tell me your.
Yeah, how does it work?
Yeah. So, you know, before we were around in the Valley, I think some of the challenges were families didn't know where to go, right?
Exactly.
So, you know, do we call our doctor? Do we call, who do we talk to? So the whole idea of creating this organization and these three health systems of Ascension, ThetaCare, and Children's Wisconsin coming together and saying, let's just create a one-stop shop. And families and teachers and anyone concerned could just start there. So someone could pick up the phone, get us in. And our goal is really like, we want to get someone within a week of that call.
Right.
right?
Right.
Because we don't want people to wait. You hear about wait lists
and
the amount of time. We want to see that person right away and help that family create a plan, either with us or maybe there's someone in the community that can do it faster, but we want that intervention to happen quickly for that child.
Now, something we can lay it all out on the table here, right?
Absolutely.
Talk about the terrible situations. There's a young man up in my hometown, and it became a national story, committed suicide because these girls did stuff, you know, what's it called?
Catfishing?
Catfishing him, and he ended up killing himself.
Yeah.
And then another one I know committed suicide. There's really serious bleep going on out there and some really bad people who prey on the vulnerable sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, your job isn't just, oh, I got too much homework. My teacher doesn't like me. You're dealing with life and death at times, aren't you?
Absolutely. And we've seen that trend through the state and like student survey report. There's a survey, the Wisconsin Youth Risk Behavior Survey, that's showing that more kids are having those suicidal thoughts. And then you put on top of that what you're bringing up, John, of you know, that social media pressure that we didn't have, where we'd go home at the end of the day and be disconnected, where some of that just kind of continues ongoing.
They can't get away from it.
Exactly.
We're with Scott Radke, CCO of Catalpa Health in Appleton, mental health and wellness for kids.
And just how important that is that these kids talk about their mental health. Everybody's talking about physical health, physical health, and to talk about the mental health. There was somebody that was talking, renowned psychiatrist, and said, well, best advice I have is keep your kid off social media till they're 18. Well, that ain't going to happen.
Come on,
we got to give them realistic. We live in a world that we're connected. And I think there's other, I would assume you have other suggestions besides that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, social media is just a tool, right? It can be used for good. You know, look, I can connect with relatives that are far away.
Absolutely.
That can be really positive. But yeah, it can be pretty intense at times. And I think for kids and for adults, and I think this affects adults too, like if it's having a negative effect on your mood, maybe step away from it. We worry about kids a lot in sleep. I often call that as the engine that drives the train. So if kids are on social media and impacting sleep and not going to bed, like that can affect one's mood pretty quickly if you get a sleep deficit going.
What advice would you give right now for parents who think they have kids that are possibly borderline, need somebody else besides the parent to talk to? What are some of the signs you might see? What are some of the suggestions? Just take it from there if you don't mind. Be a parent here in this mode.
Yeah, and you know, and certainly being a parent myself, I've got, you know, a 19-year-old and I got a 16-year-old, so I think of this for myself too. And you know, seeing those behavior changes, like if a kid is like interested in a sport and then all of a sudden like not showing interest, and kids will do that, but it's important to follow up and ask. You want to look for context as the why, you know, change of grades, change of relationships, anything that like flags for you, like just talk to your kid. And I think it just speaks to like, hey, we should all have times where we're putting our phones aside and we're sitting down and having a conversation. I love taking my 16-year-old out for a good meal because he loves to eat.
Sure.
So the two of us will just go down and he can get a good meal. And I find that it's easier for him to talk in those situations. So I think for parents finding those opportunities, like what's the best place for me to have that conversation?
What a great point.
And just check in with the kid.
What a great point.
And I think you make a really good point about maybe our parents wouldn't have done that. But I just want to tell you that.
It's you're going into their zone instead of your parents.
Exactly.
I was expecting you to be in theirs.
And I, with one of my daughters, I just to get a better, I took tap dancing lessons just to be with her and spend time. You know what I mean? You drive there, you drive home, you take the lessons. And you just have to find that. And it's more work than I think. I mean, our parents were great. God bless them. But I don't know. They didn't.
Jim, can you prove that? I mean, are you able to show us a little?
We won't donate whatever money needs to be done for the Fox Valley
Veterans
Council.
This is what I didn't want to happen.
If we see
did not
a video of you tap dancing.
I took it at the Meyer Theater, just Greta and I. And I did that. The only reason I brought that up is my grandchild, Greta, got her tap dance shoes for her birthday. And Greta and I were talking about, that was fun, Dad, when we did that. But I can do the shuffle.
I could see you look like Jimmy Cagney in Star Spangled Banner
or something. I never got that good.
He needs one more lesson, and then he'll be there.
He's one lesson away.
I just want to say that that's a lot more work than you think, too.
Oh, I believe
that's
it.
That's like jump roping.
Yeah. Anyway. A little. Yes, a little.
Oh, look at him go.
I was a little better than that.
Oh, look at that, Jim. Got the spats and everything.
I was a little better than that.
I love it.
Anyway, my point is that parents got to put in the effort as well, right?
Absolutely.
And like John said, you just can't sit down and say, you know, what's your problem? It's not like that anymore.
Yeah, no. You even schedule it in and figure out, how can I meet my kid on their turf?
Right.
You know, exactly. And do the things that they want to do. And not put pressure on them to talk always. But just leaving that door open, because you want, when the chips are down, you want a kid to be able to like reach out to that person, a parent or someone, to say, hey, I'm really having a hard time. And if you don't have that relationship, it's really hard for them to do that.
Yeah. Do you ever want to say to yourself, with some of the parents, though, maybe look in the mirror a little bit sometimes if you're...
You know, honestly, I look at myself sometimes, John, okay. And I'm in this work, and I think, like, you know, even interacting with my own kids, like, we're not perfect. We make mistakes, too.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
And the best thing we can do as parents is own them.
Yeah.
You know, if I handle a situation poorly with my son, I'll go to him and say, like, hey, your dad didn't handle this well. Right. That's great modeling for them, too, and it just kind of resets that relationship.
I think that's great.
That's awesome.
Scott, give yourself a plug, who you are, what you do, how people can reach out to you.
Yeah, so our phone number is 920-750-7000. And if families are interested or just want to talk or just get that assessment, like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if this is serious or not. Right. I think it's just best to, like, talk to someone about that, get in. Physicians are great. You know, teachers are great resources. It's just really important not to wait till one's at the end of the rope and to get some early intervention right away.
4635 West College Avenue, right downtown Appleton, main line 920-750-7000. 750-7000. Great stuff, my friend.
All right. Good to see you
Thank
guys.
Thank you for what you're doing.
Yeah, this is awesome.
This is so important for our community here in the future. Scott Radke, okay. CCO. I cannot pronounce the name of your last place again. Calapa.
Catalpa Health.
Catalpa.
It's a tree.
I've been so wrong in pronouncing things all day today.
We'll bring you a tree in here.
Wrong syllable.
Thanks for being here.
Right outside the studio.
Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here. 34 degrees in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 33 in Oshkosh. Coming your way, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh, and of course in the Civic Media app, and also 1590 AM and 1100 AM. Special thanks, Scott Radke, CCO, Catalpa Health in Appleton, Mental Health and Wellness for Kids, Tim Cody, Fox Valley Veterans Council. Got a great event coming up, Veterans Salute, brought to you by Olson Legal Group, Joe Emmerich, Nicolet Restaurant, Downtown De Pier Super Bowl, and the creamy potato was fantastic with the bacon. BJ Hill, head football coach, Southwest High School. Best of luck to him. He's going to tear it up out there. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation, Brittany Merlot, and of course, our laughter after 21.
Nope.
At. Man.
That means at.
Yeah, right? That
laughter
circle
at 21 after.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay.
So we'll do that again tomorrow morning at 7:21 and 8:21.
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Scalco.
Scalco. Yep. Sebastian Maniscalco.
Okay. Anyway, a comedian at the Resch. That's going to be fun.
Messing it up today.
No, that's the laughter 21 after.
Boy, I got to tell you something. I don't know anywhere else, but downtown Green Bay, it has not stopped snowing for 3 hours, and it's just keep coming down, and those roads just seem slicker and slicker and slicker.
Yeah.
I mean, it's be careful. Every person that came in here today, ladies and gentlemen, every single one said they are very, very slick out there.
They were from all four corners.
From all different ways. Yeah, everywhere they came into Green Bay said the roads were very, very slick.
So, and how thankful are we that they all made the trip? Because they could have said,
absolutely.
You know what?
Right.
So thank you to all of them.
Right. Yeah. And what a great lineup.
Phenomenal.
This is fun
lineup
today. I mean,
wow,
really,
Todd.
This is why we're here.
Yep.
All the things we touched on, you know, it's just great.
Everything going on in the community, and
yep.
Todd put it all together because he's Todd. He's Todd.
Or because we're lazy.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey.
Well, there we go.
Somebody, hey, yes, somebody that didn't make it in today, she used the, oh, my kid's sick.
Oh, oh yeah, that's yeah. So oh, old.
Okay. Yeah.
Grandma
and
died.
The another one, oh, the yeah, roads
and then
are
I
rough.
Think this yeah. Is her 19-year-old who, you know, I got a cold, mom. It's like, I got to stay home with my little boy.
Really?
You're not going to mention any names.
Well, no.
Maybe listening yeah. Out there.
Wow. 19?
My dog is sick. I can't come in. The roads are slippery. Nikki, anyway, just giving you a hard time. You know all that.
See you tomorrow. Hope he feels
better. But you're
better.
Right. It has been a really fun show. Super Bowl week, of course. A lot of things going on here.
Yeah.
Still got Green and Gold movie. Somebody said us.
Playing this week, right? At Bayport?
Yeah, Bay Park, right?
Bay Park.
Bay Park, yeah.
Because Bayport's gone, if we all remember that, right? Port Plaza, the
best place ever in Green Bay.
Yeah.
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 But I want to go see whatever. That, and I want to see, what else did I want to see this week? There's something else. Todd, what else did I want to see this week? I thought there were two things I wanted to see this week.
You're going to go to the fan thing,
oh, no,
right?
No. Yeah, but I want to see Anchorman.
Anchorman.
Oh, that's right.
That's Friday.
Yep. Anchorman with Frank's show. What yep. Started now, right?
I think it's going. I'm not sure.
I think so. I think it started on the first.
Jim's got it written down in his notebook.
I do.
He's got his trapper
keep
keeper.
Track of stuff here.
You know what he reminds me of when he digs into his ledger there and is looking for stuff?
And who?
What?
Uncle Billy from It's a Wonderful Life. I had it right. I know I had it.
I tried.
Oh, come on, Billy. You had it right there. This,
oh, yeah. That is a good Jimmy Stewart.
That is a good
Jimmy Stewart, my friend.
Well, let me tell you something, Clarence. Get off my case, all right?
Did you ever see the Saturday Night Live skit where they just beat the hell out of Mr. Cratchit?
Mr.
Potter, knock him out of his wheelchair. Yeah, yeah. Start kicking him.
Yeah.
No, I tried this weekend to load everything on my phone because I thought it would look more professional.
Okay.
So I got Mine Own the Mayor, then I've got a management team meeting, I've got Chrome meeting, then I got Teach Tonight. It's all on there. I don't have Tap on there. And I'm I'd like to do that again, but I need to do it with somebody.
Yeah, texture of Nikki, just a cartoon thing. It's mama time. I treasure the wisdom of old people. All right. Thank you, Nikki. Appreciate that. Wow.
Anyway,
all right, yeah, but it's been a fun day. But again, drive safe out there, folks. It is really slippery. We've been talking about that all day, and you know, a lot of people out there take this day kind of hard. I mean, seriously, because they're so attuned. But the day the music died, this was the day that
right,
you know, the worst plane crash I think in music in entertainment history. You'd have to think, wouldn't you? I mean, he was at the time. He was probably as big as Elvis. What year was it, Todd? Do you know?
59, right?
59?
Yeah.
I mean, he and Elvis were probably the two big. I mean, it's before the Beatles, obviously. And there are the Frankie Valleys and the Paul Ancas and the,
yeah,
you know, people
maybe.
Like that of the world. But I bet he was the biggest name in the country in music.
How come I get such a memory for that Ricky Nelson? You know, I don't know. He was Stone Canyon Band. They were all on there. They were at the Carlton a lot, though. That's probably why.
Oh, maybe.
They were there a lot. And
kids came to one of the radio stations.
Oh, yeah.
They were, remember that?
The Nelsons, right?
Yeah. Nelson boys.
That was
nice
fun.
Guys. Great guys.
Yeah, that guy's great. Sad.
Very sad. Very, very sad.
At least they left their music.
Yep.
When your brother was in with the Barbershop Quartet, they sang this song, but they called it Amandaloo, and they sang it to Amanda on Friday. I don't know if you guys
really?
Heard that.
No,
no, but they were great.
Oh, they were awesome.
And having Dennis Peters in here from the Glam Band.
Yeah, that was
awesome.
That was fun. And you can order Valentine's for your Valentine.
For 40 bucks?
Yeah. And they come in, they sing two songs, give her or him, I guess, a rose.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's awesome. But you got to get those orders in, like, soon. And that's on our website, right?
Fox Valley Airs. Yeah,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we should probably do that.
I mean, anybody can send flowers, but how many people can sing a quartet?
Right. Send a quartet, two love songs. So, yeah, that's
and they were
pretty cool.
They belted out.
Well, there's a lot of quartets doing that, but you can do it in, who said, Oshkosh, Appleton, Manitowoc, Green Bay. So there's
When I was leaving, your brother pulled me aside. He says, hey, don't let Jim, you could do this. You've got a great voice. He told me that. He said, wow. He said, if I had a voice like yours, he said, I'd be big time.
It's funny. I talked to him this weekend. He didn't bring that up.
Well, he said, don't say anything.
Okay.
Said he wants to clear it with your mom if I'm allowed in the group.
All right. And she's got a pretty good ear for music, so be careful.
I'm just telling you how it is. All right. Look at the time. We got to go. Mine Own the Mayor coming your way. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM WISS. Back into our morning. Drive safe. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.